You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This episode of The Huddle is brought to you by the Athletic Club Oakland, my go-to sports bar in the East Bay. This will be a shock to no one. I love watching sports, and I love it even more while at a sports bar. But to be honest, there was a long period of time where I just couldn't find one I really liked. I'd hit a spot that had TVs, but the food sucked ass, or a place that had good food, but they wouldn't show the game I wanted, and the inside felt dark and depressing. It was always some trade-off or sacrifice, and that's done now. The ACO is exactly what I'm looking for. They have a huge space, including an outdoor spot where they shut down an entire street and call it the Town Gardens. They have more than 100 televisions, which can and will show every game you ask for, and they have great food. The ACO has everything you need to comfortably watch your favorite team in any sport at any time with passionate fans. I love it, and I'm pretty damn sure you will too. The Athletic Club Oakland, where sports fans get everything they want every day they want it.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in the Warriors Huddle with me, Bram, no Marcus or Maxime today, but we still have a full house. In fact, I'm fired up to announce that rejoining me after way too long, the Golden State Specialist for the San Francisco Chronicle, a man who has covered all four of the Warriors championship runs and a newly engaged guy who turned his fiance's BD plans for him into an airtight proposal, Mr. Connor Letourneau. What's going on, Connor?
Thanks for having me. I like the title Warriors Specialist. It's like, I'm not a beat writer. I'm not really an insider. I'm not really a columnist. I'll just be a specialist. I like that.
I thought for sure that the portion of the intro you would chase down is the idea that you took your fiance's birthday plans for you and turned it into a proposal, not the specialist thing, man. You're surprising me here.
I'm a man of surprises. What can I say?
I guess I won't force you to talk about that whole fiance thing. Well, you are not the only guy joining me. I am equally as fired up to announce it after an even longer hiatus back in the huddle, a former Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group, where he quickly became one of my favorite guests, the current host of the Locked On Heat and the Locked On NBA podcast, and another recently betrothed man who is currently preparing for his own bachelor party, Mr. Wes Goldberg. What's going on, Wes?
I am going to call it out right now. Connor is eating a Cliff Bar.
is that accurate, Connor?
I thought I was muting myself properly.
I
literally am eating a Cliff Bar. Wow, you're amazing.
That is really impressive, and it gets to a mystery that I didn't think we'd actually get to the bottom of. So I've noticed, Connor, we're on a Zoom call here. All of our videos are off. But as anyone has ever been on a Zoom knows, like, that little red microphone thing pops up when it's muted. And Connor's been coming on, saying something, and then disappearing immediately. I had no idea what was up. I figured it was like some super mysterious activity. Turns out, nope, just a quick snack. So good guess there, Wes.
Yep. I traveled with Connor on the road way too much, and I know exactly what it sounds like when he's eating a Cliff Bar, which is very strange to admit on air. But I mean, here we are.
As long as we're admitting things, I'll be transparent. I'm trying to bait both of you guys in here. I tried to bait you, Wes, by pointing out that Connor has spent 4 years covering championships, and tried to bait Connor by pointing out that you were one of my favorite guests. So far, nothing. Neither of you gave a fuck. Connor's over there peacefully eating. You're laughing on your own. I mean, I'm losing my touch here.
Yeah. You said one of, so I thought, oh, okay, he can be one of them, and I'll be the other one. It's all good.
Fuck. All right, well, mental note. Next time, I'll just call him straightforward favorite. Boys, it's been a while. I'm always excited to have you guys on. You know that's true. But this week specifically, I really needed you. So, you know, our golden question segment, that's our version of a mailbag. People write in, give us random shit. And I have been secretly collecting super random questions because I wanted to do a off-season episode with you two. And today is that off-season episode. So I'm excited to have you. A little extra pressure, too. I want you both to feel like you have to be in particularly funny and kind of on the money today.
I'm on.
Wes, you accepting the challenge?
Yeah, I just thought that when I thought it was going to be good comedy, that when you said, hey, we need you to be like really funny, if we just filled it like the space immediately after that with an awkward silence, would make you very confident in our ability to do that. So,
if by confident in your ability to do that, you mean sweating profusely 30 seconds into this episode, then that's exactly what has happened. Nicely played, boys. Here is our first quote. If the NBA held a one-on-one tournament and limited the field to current NBA coaches, who would win that tournament? Wes, think out loud for me here. Who would you put into the tournament, or the tourney rather, and who ultimately wins it?
My initial reaction was Jason Kidd. But I don't think that that's correct. I think it actually would be Steve Nash. I don't know. Steve Nash, it feels like Steve Nash has stayed in better shape than Kidd. And he was a better outside shooter than Kidd, even though Kidd kind of developed that three-point shot later. And if it's one-on-one, being able to shoot from range would definitely be helpful. Steve Kerr obviously was a great three-point shooter, but his back problems are too much now that I don't think he'd be able to hold up in a one-on-one game. So I'll go Steve Nash. I'll go Steve Nash. And I think he still plays like recreational soccer and stuff. So he's probably like kind of got – he's still a little loose, I think. So I'll go Steve Nash.
Well, Nash right now has that fuck you angle, right? So looking at this, right. I always have the advantage of getting to think about these questions before I present them to you boys. But when I first looked at this, you know, Steve Kerr's the easy one, but used to play, has that competitive spirit, is still breaking clipboards and shit. Mm-hmm. And he's from the Warriors. So for obvious reasons, I'd want to pimp him. But just like you said, he's gotten some physical problems.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Darvin Ham just to show off that I knew that he was now a coach and, you know, former player, probably a little bit younger. So I liked him too. But it's where Nash is right now. If they had a tournament, they're not going to. But if they had a tourney and Nash joins it, after being told by his, you know, franchise player Kevin Durant, go fuck yourself. You know, the last time we've heard Steve Nash's name in the news was when Durant said either me or him. I can see that being the kind of like big motivating factor that would apply for any, you know, previous professional athlete. So I say Nash, if they did this, I think he comes out, probably destroys his older body, but just as a motivational fuck you to the league, I think he pulls out a tourney win here. What do you think, Connor? How does this speak to you? And do you need some time to finish your Cliff Bar or no?
I was thinking Steve Nash as well. That was the first name that came to my mind. And the more I think about it, I think it's Steve Nash because, first of all, he almost seemed to get better as he got older. I think he's one of the only players in NBA history to win two MVPs in his mid-30s. And he's not that far removed from his playing days. And like Wes said, I think he's stayed in really good shape, plays a lot of soccer in his free time. So I would definitely say Steve Nash. You know, he hasn't been living that travel coach life that long, so maybe he's still, you know, in decent shape.
There you go. You hear that, Nash? Not everybody out there is taking shots at you, buddy. We have your back here on the huddle. I'm going to run to my second question here. It's a multi-parter.
Chauncey Billups.
Oh, yeah. Are you switching it up?
I was just looking at, I was like, just looking at teams. Chauncey Billups would beat Steve Nash.
Yeah, well, you better
I
say
agree
that.
With everything you just said, but Chauncey Billups would win.
And you better say that as quickly as you can, because there's a chance that Chauncey will not be cushioned in the league very soon.
That's
here. So, you know, maybe he'll be focusing on his actual on the court playing soon enough. But here's the question that made me think of you boys specifically. It's our second, but it's multi-part, and it reads like this. Quote, you and your guests used to do a getting to know you segment where you guess the personality traits of your favorite Warriors. Do that again and answer these. So here's our first. Who on the current Warriors roster is most likely to become an agent when they're no longer playing? Connor, you and I have done this version or this type of segment more than once. And Wes, we've played around with it too, but why don't you start us off, Connor? What do you think? If any of these guys were going to become an agent, who would it be?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Who's your guess? Who's most likely to become an agent?
Of who? Of
current roster on the Warriors.
Okay, sorry, you cut out there briefly. I was like, you never named anyone, bro.
You couldn't hear him over the crunch of your peanut butter flavored crunch bar.
Yeah, I was worried that Connor had like a brain aneurysm.
Peanut butter. It's always peanut butter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here detailing specific. All right, it's going
to... Most likely to become an agent would definitely be Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala basically already is an agent. If you looked at his net worth or his net earnings compared to his production, it's absolutely astounding. And that he deserves all the credit in the world for that. You know, he's been a good player, but you look at his net earnings and you would think that he was first ballot Hall of Fame, you know, 8-time All-Star, you know, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, that type of guy. Because once he gets into that negotiating room, he is unreal. I know in his last contract negotiation with the Warriors before he was jettisoned to Memphis and then Miami, he completely swindled the Warriors to the point where Bob Myers was just like, wow, like applause to you guys. Like, you're unreal. And my understanding is he did the majority of the talking in that conversation. It wasn't his agent. So right. Got to be Andre, though. I don't think Andre would actually be an agent because he's got far more lucrative things to do, like build a Silicon Valley empire and all those good things.
And also host a podcast.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I was going to say Andre, too. So instead of wasting that, what I'll do is give Connor credit and more. Right. I'm just going to tell you that I was worried about you, Connor. I thought you were having like a brain aneurysm or something. I break down specifically. All right, you know, here's the question. You and I have done this before. Of the current Warriors roster, who's most likely to be an agent? And your follow-up was, between who? What are we asking? And I mean, I'm just going to say, dude, I was worried about you, but now you pulled it out.
You that cut out, like a, dude. You cut out.
It's a very well-fielded like answer.
A second, all right.
I mean, it's taped. So we'll find out. One of us is going to feel like an asshole when we play this back. I can tell you, I really hope it's not me.
Iguodala did such a good job of negotiating his own contract. And that was bad. That, I mean, that was a great job of providing intel by Connor. But I just find it funny that Iggy like negotiated his own contract so much that he got shipped to Memphis where he just did not want to be. Like, had he negotiated a worse contract, he might have been with the Warriors the whole time and never had to reload.
Do you agree with the answer, Wes? I mean, so yeah, I
no,
do.
It's,
I think
it's,
it would
it's
be
the obvious answer, but I'll throw out another one, like a runner up. I'm gonna go Mac McClung, just because it sounds like an agent name, like McClung and Associates. So I don't have as good intel as Connor, but just McClung and Associates. Is
when he kind of looks like an agent, and if
I
Mac
didn't want
McClung,
to say it, but
he does. And if he became an agent, it'd be the kind of thing where, like, if you came into his office, there'd be a bunch of pictures of him playing. You know, and he'd opened up like, oh, yeah, no, you didn't know that I used to play for the Warriors? Yeah, weird. I just like to keep
no,
that.
No, he's going to be the guy that he'll like be in the NBA for like a year or two or something. I don't know. I he seems fine. I mean, he was easily the most annoying player at Summer League. Like, he treated every game like it was game 7 of the NBA Finals. And I was like, dude, relax. But yeah, I think he'll enjoy, like, he seems like the kind of guy that will have an office and he'll be like, and he'll have more photos of like his college years and he'll look longingly at them and be like, those were the days.
Here, let me change the question.
When boys,
if you got to pick somebody, there's a phrase I don't think I've ever used in normal conversation. Nicely played, fitting it into this one. If you could pick anybody from the current Warriors roster to negotiate your next contract, right? So not what they're going to do next in their life, but you're going to pick somebody out and now they're going to use their skill set to negotiate whatever your next contract is, you know, who would you pick? And to give you boys some time to think, I'll go first. Okay. I'm going to go Steph. Not because I think he's a great fucking negotiator. I'm sure he's never had to negotiate. Just because he is keenly aware of how popular and, you know, who he is as a celebrity. In fact, some of his advertisements are kind of banking on that now. And I think he would know how to weaponize that. I think he would come in, be like, hey, you know who the fuck I am. I happen to like Bram. Will you hook him up? And then I would get every dollar I was asking for based only on his celebrity. So that's my pick. I got Steph. He's off the board. Wes, you got the second pick. Who do you take?
It's not going to be Andre Iguodala. So because he's very much a player, new media kind of guy. And he'll probably look at me and he's like, you want a new contract for Locked On? Why don't you actually hire a Heat player? You don't know anything. So I'm like, all right, not going to do that. Draymond Green, copy and paste. Same thing with Andre Iguodala. Not going to ask him to do it because he probably thinks I'm an idiot. Where does that, and you already took Steph, which I like because he's unselfish and he'd be like, man, just go get your money. I'd be like, oh, yeah, thanks, dude. So I'm just gonna go Clay. Clay has a respect for the media. He reads the newspaper every morning. I'm gonna go Clay Thompson. I'll be like, yeah, he seems like a nice guy. Give him his money.
95% chance he just doesn't show up to the negotiating session. And then, you know, like he just forgets, you know. But if on that 5% chance, if he shows up, I think the person would like him enough where you'd get a good deal. The kind of the Steph corollary, anyways.
Yep.
That leaves you, Connor. Who are you taking?
It's got to be Draymond, because Draymond already is negotiating his own contract through the media right now.
Actually, accurate. That's true.
So, I mean, he's getting out in front of the curve. He's already getting the wheels in motion. He's making the expectations known throughout, that front office. And so I can totally see him already in his free time sitting at his house, putting together his PowerPoint, finding his really niche, minutia of stats to highlight.
I see where you're going, but there's no way Draymond is already putting a PowerPoint together. Come on.
He might. The thing is, I think you're both right, right? It would depend on how much
you're talking about his own earning potential. He would do anything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If Draymond believed in you, I think it'd be the greatest presentation of all time, but who knows if he would, because if he didn't, just the fact that you were his client would not be enough for him to come in and give you a PowerPoint.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll give him 10. Yeah. You give him the 10% fee. I think Draymond thought I always asked good questions. I'll switch my answer. You guys are right. I'm going Draymond.
Well, I picked Steph. It's not you guys, but can we both just pause?
I liked your pick of Draymond Bram a lot. So I'm
no problem. I'm just happy that you can hear me apparently as well as Connor can. This is going really well for me. What's here that? Is our second portion of this same question. Quote, what player on the current roster do you think the other players feel the closest to? And they've defined that as someone they'd feel comfortable enough to ask them to help move. So I'm going to take away that definition because there's no NBA player who's helping another NBA player move. That's just not fucking going to happen. But I like the idea of who do you think these guys feel the closest to? So I'll go first again to give you a little bit of time to work through this stuff. It's not Steph, right? I think he would be if he wasn't so damn famous, because his personality traits, I bet you he endears himself to everyone in that roster, but I also bet everyone's kind of afraid of him a little bit. You know, they've seen him too many times on television. They grew up with him in their lives a little bit too much. So there's gotta be a divide there. I would say it was Clay if Clay hadn't been hurt over the last couple of years, but I bet you he hasn't been around the team enough to have enough people feel like he's closest. So here's my answer. I think it's Loon. I think Loon's been there forever. He's good, not great. So he doesn't get to that portion where people would feel like intimidated by him. And he doesn't seem to have an ego in any way, shape or form. And I shouldn't say this, but I will. He's also not the best looking of dudes. And for whatever reason, people who are not incredibly good looking are easier to like feel close to and befriend. You don't feel intimidated by them at all. So that's my guy. I think it's Kevon Loon is who everybody feels the closest to. Do you guys agree?
I think Looney's a really good answer. Can I tell a quick story about players moving?
Of course.
So when I was like first starting and interviewing guys, I honestly just wondered what it was like to have to pack up and move in the middle of a season. So, because that's a lot of work. And these guys have like big houses and I would assume like a lot of stuff that they would have to move. And I can't remember exactly who the player was, but I remember asking somebody in the locker room like, hey man, like what happens when you get traded in the middle of the season? Like, is it hard to like pack and like box up all your things and then also be playing in the NBA. And the guy looked at me like I was the biggest idiot on the planet. Like, dude, are you, you know, we pay people to do all of that.
Exactly
stuff,
right.
And I was like, yeah, I probably should have assumed that. So, so that's my fun little story. My answer is James Wiseman, because he needs to impress everybody on this roster as much as possible.
And he's been able to do that. Do you think he has spent time with people where they feel close to him now?
I don't think that they feel close to him, but I think that the other people on the roster know that James Wiseman is like kind of eager to please at this point. And so I think that they would just, they would smell the blood in the water, and they would just be like, you know what? You're also like 7 feet tall. You're the biggest dude on the team. You could probably carry the most stuff. And you kind of have to do what we tell you, or, you know, your career could be over. So,
you're going with the help move thing specifically. I got you. Even though I knocked that out of the definition, Connor, what do you think, man, of the people on this roster, who do the other members feel closest to?
I think it's Clay. I think Clay is kind of a unifying force on this team. I think that every single person on the team loves him. Every single person on the team appreciates what he brings to the table. And, you know, when they're maybe having a bad day, they'll just go spend some time with him, maybe not even talk to him about what is bothering them, but just like shoot the shit with him, and they suddenly feel better. He has that effect on people. And so you got to go Clay.
I mean, I want to disagree with you, because as you'll remember 30 seconds ago, I did. But on my side, I just watched a workout video of Klay Thompson from the offseason. And I've watched it like 3 times and found myself smiling all 3. I don't know him. I didn't actually spend any real time with him. It was a YouTube clip, and it still made me happy. So I think there's something to what you're saying.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail, and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Connor, keep the mic, and here's the last portion of this question. Will anyone on this roster not named Steph, Clay, or Draymond get a statue in front of Chase?
That's a good question. I think the answer is no, but I think the answer should be yes. Okay, I think the answer should be Kevon Looney. I think that you should have some sort of nod to Kevon. Maybe not a statue, but like a huge
poster board size picture that just stands on the side of the building forever. Because if you think about it, he's been like the unheralded hero of this organization during these dynasty years. He's been a through line. He's been a consistent presence. And, you know, you saw this last playoffs. I don't think the Warriors necessarily win without him being who he was. I mean, they had no real size or depth on that front court. And he was an absolute beast when he needed to be, both offensively and defensively. And I think he's going to continue to be that for years to come. So I really think he needs some sort of nod. The easy answer here would be Andre. I think the fact that he's come and gone and things like that make it less viable. I would like to see Looney.
I love that.
Dude, I love Kevon Looney. You got to be crazy. The guy averages 4 points a game for his career, and I'm not all liked. Stats, but come
but
on.
But he's liked. You shut up. He's the most liked in the locker room. You know nothing.
He will probably end up being the starting center on two championship teams. I mean, that's...
Wait, isn't he already? Oh, I guess he didn't start the last... Wait, yeah, two championship teams.
So well, I guess he they're going to win another championship. I guess he technically started in 2018, didn't he? Yeah,
but is that your weird way of predicting that the Warriors are going to win another championship?
Yeah, let's go. Yes. I love it.
That was the most sideways way to get to a Warriors championship prediction I've ever heard. Congratulations,
Connor. I genuinely enjoyed it. I think Wilt Perdue is the starting center on two championship teams, and his team, his picture is not on the side of any stadiums, unfortunately enough. Wes, if it was up to you, if they're going to memorialize your presence somewhere, would you prefer to be a statue or a picture of you on the side?
Yeah, what Connor was explaining sounded like a weird science project.
Like I liked it. I liked it. I think I'd prefer the picture, dude. Because, I mean,
give me a statue, dude.
Statues
people
never
like
come
it,
out,
statues
though.
Are legendary. Are you kidding me?
But you look kind of weird. It never really matches one-to-one. If it's like an action shot of you, you know, it could be pretty solid. What would you be doing in your statue, Wes?
I have no idea what I would be. I don't do anything well, so I don't know. It would be being on this podcast, I guess. It's
like just like a microphone. Compliment. Just a microphone fired
talking
it off.
Talking to Bram on a Zoom call, guessing that Connor's eating Clif Bars.
Yeah, that'd be fairly hard to communicate to the audience exactly what you're doing. There'd have to be like a it little paragraph underneath. Yeah, but get back to the actual question. So yeah. If it's not Loon, it's not Steph, it's not Clay, it's not Draymond, will anybody get a statue?
Mac McClung.
First time as an agent or what?
Yeah, just negotiating a killer deal for Andre Iguodala when Andre's like 50 years old or something. I don't know. No, I think it'll be those three. I mean, does Steve Kerr count?
Sure.
Okay, Steve Kerr. He probably doesn't because they just you don't really see coaches getting statues, but to me, he's probably more likely than Andre Iguodala or Kevon Looney.
If I could do something like bet all of the money I had on a name that would not have been brought up twice during this podcast, I would have bet Mac McClung and I never would have thought twice about it. So you've already destroyed that prediction for
me.
If
I really wanted to do like the really like hot take and come in strong here and win over like every listener of this podcast right now, I would say something like Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, Kuminga. Yeah.
Right. But he's 19. I'm not doing that.
So. No, I'm not too. So that's what my response would be. I don't think so. I think it's Steph, Clay, and Dre. I think all three do get statues. I don't think on this roster there's going to be another one. I think the Warriors hope it's Kuminga or Wiseman. I think they think that there's someone whose future is bright enough to justify it. I'm not sure it'll go down. The other name we at least have to throw out there is Wiggins. You know, if he anchors another two title teams, you know, if Connor's prediction for next year and then we get another title out there happens, I think you've got to consider it pretty strongly. But as of right now, yeah, probably not, unfortunately enough. Here's our most straightforward basketball question. And then I've got our last one, and it's the one I'm looking forward to the most. But here's the straight basketball forward one. If you had to bet something significant to you, a rent payment, a mortgage payment, a Warriors season ticket payment, something like that, who would you bet is going to be in the Western and Eastern Conference Finals? Should you take this one first, Connor?
I honestly don't know. Why don't you go first on this one?
Wow, you're not in charge of this podcast. That's not how this works. But I actually did bet on the Warriors last year, and I got money from that. So do they repeat? I don't know. I'm really high on Denver and the Clippers this year, which is weird because I've never been a believer in the Clippers because I'm not really a Kawhi guy. I just don't think he's like a leader kind of person. I think he's an awesome player when he's healthy. Are they good enough to get to the Western Conference Finals over Golden State? I'll go for fun, I'll say Golden State, and I really don't want to pick against the Clippers for some reason. But this is not an official prediction, but I'm going Golden State and Denver, just in the spirit of the question and just trying to have some fun here. I'll go Golden State and Denver. I think Denver's going to get enough of their guys back. I actually really like their offseason moves. I think getting Bruce Brown was like a huge thing for them. And then in the East, I will go Milwaukee and I'm going to go Milwaukee and Philly. I'm going to go Milwaukee and Philly.
Connor, can we agree that if somebody says something on a podcast is being recorded, it is by definition an official prediction? I mean, I feel like he just officially predicted that. I mean, is he allowed to hedge in that way?
Yeah.
I wrote it down in stone, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean,
you know, I was over here carving. I just needed to find my chisel. That's why I passed it off to him first.
I think you're lying, Connor. I don't think that actually happened.
No, I did. You don't have your video on. I'm actually watching Connor chisel the stone right there. So
for the record, you mentioned Wes's bachelor party. I'm going to be there in Miami this weekend. I will bring some form of proof that I had a chisel here in my guest room in San Ramon,
California. Did you mention the bachelor party?
I'm preparing for. I did. It was up front.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It wasn't the part I wanted to trigger you guys with, you know, as I mentioned earlier, but it was a part of your intro. So he's not wrong.
Okay.
Look who's actually listening now. Okay. I'm the one who's listening. All right. I'm honestly not that high on Denver. And I hate to sound like a homer here, but I'm pretty high on the Warriors. I think that they should be the favorites to win it all next season. Yes, you can make the argument that they got worse in terms of pluses and minuses in terms of losing GP2 and gaining, you know, who they gained. But when I think you look at the bigger picture, I think they actually got better because every guy's going to get a year older. I think they're going to benefit from giving guys like Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga more minutes. So I got them. And then the other one out of the West is kind of up in the air, but I'm going to go with the Clippers. I think with a healthy Kawhi that they're for real. So the Warriors and the Clippers, and now the East.
You're probably, Connor, you're probably right. It probably will be Golden State and Clippers. That's why mine was an unofficial prediction. That's why I went with the Nuggets.
No, yours has been etched into his Cliff Bar, dude. It's etched.
The Nuggets just don't have any depth.
Well, that's not true. Know? They don't have any depth. That's not true.
They don't have enough depth, I should say. And then I don't know. Their offseason was interesting, but I would look at out of the East, Philly and Milwaukee.
I'll keep mine fast since all we're making is unofficial predictions. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have spent all this time on it. I guess we'll get official predictions down the line. Golden State v. Phoenix. We've all forgotten about Phoenix because of how shitty their season ended last year. But I think they use that as motivation, get to the Western Conference Finals. And then that's when Chris Paul will get hurt again and they fall to the wayside. And then Milwaukee and Boston on the other side. I'm surprised neither of you boys jumped on the Celtics bandwagon. But with that in tow, let's jump to our last one, dude. So I'm fired up for this one. So here's the actual question. Quote, years ago, you told the story about Danielle Marshall. Can you share that again? So the answer is yes, but I want to turn this into its own question. So boys, let me give you a story and then let me springboard from that story onto a few questions for you. So Danielle Marshall, have I told either of you guys this story before? Have you heard me talk about Danielle?
I don't think I've heard this.
All right. Well, back in the day, right? Everybody knows the Warriors got Chris Webber. You know, they traded up for him. They know that we had one, you know, phenomenal season that was ill-fated, and then Chris demanded his way out. And so Chris Webber gets traded first for Tom Gugliotta. Tom Gugliotta comes in here. It doesn't really work out. Tom Gugliotta gets traded out for Danielle Marshall. And so Danielle played in Golden State for a few seasons, and he was fine. He was a serviceable player. But what he wasn't was Chris Webber. And so fans here had this pent up animosity for Danielle, not because of anything he did, just because of the things he didn't. He wasn't fucking Chris Webber. And so this story happens, I want to say 96, maybe 97, sometime mid-90s when Danielle was still here. I'm living in Oakland and I go to this kind of high-end grocery store called the Village Market. So I'm down there and I'm waiting in line, and the person in front of me is Danielle Marshall. And there's a guy behind me who also recognizes Danielle and starts screaming to him, starts shithousing him. So I'm basically now in the middle of an awkward sandwich. Danielle's in front of me. The guy behind me is taking shots at him. And at the end of it, this guy screams out, "Hey, Danielle, are you here to buy a heart?" And you just watch Marshall's shoulders slump. You know, he doesn't turn around. He doesn't say anything. I felt terrible for him. I wanted to like give him a hug. And I always kind of felt that those slumped shoulders were kind of an indication of why he didn't make a giant difference. You know, there are different types of people in the world. People who would hear that, turn around and confront whoever it was who gave him big shit, or people who heard that had their shoulders slump over and just wanted to get the hell out of the room. Right. And that was Danielle. So there's our story. Here's my question for you guys. I'm going to give you names of current basketball players. I want you to tell me, what do you think happens if they were in the Village Market and somebody asked them if they were there to buy a heart? All right. So let me start with who I think is going to be an easy one.
Is this game called Slump or Slap?
Boom. I love it. Yes, it is. Nicely played, Wes. So Slump or Slap, Draymond Green. Draymond is in the front. Somebody screams out, "Are you here to buy a heart?" What does he do, boys? Turn around, slump or slap?
Slap.
Slap for sure.
It's a slap. No question. All right.
Maybe here's a middle finger, but
slap with the middle finger.
Here's our next one. James Wiseman. This happens with James. Hey, James, you're here to buy a heart? What happens?
Slump.
Wes?
Slump. Yeah.
He would kill him inside and he wouldn't say anything.
That breaks my heart. I think you guys are right.
It's sad.
Yeah. I really hope you're wrong, but I think you're right. All right, here's our next. Bram Hilsman. What do I do?
Brawl.
It's in Oakland, you said?
In Oakland.
You might know the guy. You might slap him. If it's a stranger, I think you slump, but inside you really want to slap.
So if I had the ability to somehow turn around, if I could see who it was, you know, and I wasn't intimidated by that person at all, I'm probably not turning around and slapping them, but I at least turn around and make like a big deal about it, you know? So like everybody sees, he didn't just like bitch out and leave. If I can't see them, if I'm not sure, I'm not taking the chance, not taking the chance at all. If it has to be one of the two, it's probably just slumped. And then I hope I never have to tell anybody, you know, I hope no one is in there to tell anyone else and it never actually comes out as a podcast. Here's our next name. And one I'm not sure about, Steph Curry.
Oh, I can't even imagine. That would just literally never happen.
Of course,
I feel like he would just laugh.
Yeah.
I think that's
He wouldn't slump. Steph would not slump. That's like out of it. But he wouldn't slap anybody. I know that I kind of reframed it by calling it this.
No, sort
of
you guys are
thing,
right.
But
yeah,
I mean, there would be an interaction with the person who did it. But Steph would handle it very politically, I think.
Well, and what slumping or slapping both presupposes is that you get defensive about it, right? We're just talking about like how you deal with it once you became defensive. I don't think Steph would. No, I don't think he'd give secure. A shit, you know? I think he'd be so secure that by the end of the conversation, the guy would be asking for their, you know, autograph and they'd move on and nothing would come with it. All right, here's our next. Connor Letourneau. Wes, what you start us off?
Depends if he's all like amped up off a Cliff Bar or not. I'll go slap with Connor.
I'll say slap and then immediately regrets it.
Yeah.
Your first inference is like, no, fuck that. And you know, you turn around and start it and then immediately are in your head about it. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. This was not the most mature way to handle it. You feel bad after you leave.
So sorry, mom.
Yeah. Slap with regrets. What's the answer, Connor?
That's not a horrible guess. I mean, I there are definitely times where, you know, I'll raise my voice at someone and immediately just feel horrible. I mean, Wes has been on the other side of this where I'll like get upset with him and then immediately apologize the rest of the night. I could see that happening.
Jonathan Kuminga. Keep the mic, Connor.
Jonathan Kuminga would shrug. He doesn't care.
Like neither? Like he doesn't feel defensive about it? It's just he just moves on the way the Steph did?
He just wouldn't care. He like literally wouldn't care. He would just shrug and move on. Yeah.
Wes, take a new player, Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I would go the same thing. Like Klay would. if he even like noticed, that's the thing with Klay Thompson. He's like, they're not talking to me. Like, whatever.
He's too busy thinking about how he's going to negotiate.
Ordering
the
his sandwich at the deli counter, whatever he's doing at this place. Like, yeah, he wouldn't even notice. Like, it wouldn't even go through Klay's head that somebody would be questioning that. So he's like, of course they're not talking to me.
Here's our last name, Connor. I'm sure you can guess. You're up first, Wes Goldberg.
Wes would shrug, I guess. I've never seen him be confrontational in any way, really. So I would say shrug.
I feel like you're like me, Wes. I think you'd try to gauge it. You'd feel embarrassed. You wouldn't want to shrug, even though that would be your first impulse. So you'd try to get as much information as you could to see, could I pull this off? You know, can I act like a tough guy without getting busted out? And if you couldn't get the information or you thought that you might lose the fight, that's when you are shrumping, slumping the shoulders and getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I think I've told this to you on the show before. I've definitely told it to you personally, but I've never been in a fight in my entire life. So I probably wouldn't pick that moment to start, but it wouldn't be the first time that I've been almost in a fight. And usually in those instances, I make a sarcastic comment and try to deflate the situation that way, or at least make the other guy feel like stupid. And so that would probably be my way of going. The only problem with that is like, I have done that to people who could probably kick my ass and they haven't. And so maybe one day that will catch up with me. So I probably wouldn't even gauge the situation. I'd probably just make the sarcastic comment, even if it was like The Rock behind me or somebody that looked like it. And then we'd, I guess, see what happened.
Boys, I appreciate everything you guys bring to this. I've been looking forward to these questions being answered, I don't know, for months, legitimately for months. I get these and put them off into my Wes and Connor folder, and it was worth the wait today. So for people who need far more, let's start with Wes Goldberg in their life. Wes, where do they go?
I actually like the idea of you having a Wes and Connor folder on your desktop.
Oh, I do.
So I go back to the question you asked me before, how do I want to be like memorialized? And it's just in a folder on your
desktop. That folder. Just I got
the,
you.
Just
yeah.
The name of a folder. But can I get my own? Can I get like a Wes Goldberg?
No, sorry. No. It's going to be a giant picture of a folder that says Connor and Wes. I'm not even going to let you go first, even though that was really nice of you to say.
I guess find me on Twitter, Instagram at WC Goldberg, Locked On NBA podcast every Friday morning, except not this Friday, because I'll be celebrating the bachelor party. And then the Locked On Heat podcast and many more places to come. Follow along.
Boom. Exciting. Hell of a tease. Connor, for people who need way more Letourneau in their lives, where should they turn?
Follow me at Twitter at @con_cron. Read all my stuff at sfchronicle.com. Been doing a bunch of non-Warrior stuff, but I got a couple of non-Warriors things coming down the pipe that I'm excited about. So be on the lookout. And real quick, before we hop off on a more somber note, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my late sports editor, Al Sarasovic, who very, very tragically passed away over the weekend at age 52, far too young. I just wanted to, you know, this is my first public appearance since hearing that news. And so I just wanted to give him a shout out because he hired me to the Chronicle when I was a raw 24-year-old and had no idea what I was doing, and then promoted me a year later to the Warriors when I was a raw 25-year-old, had no idea what he was doing. So no one else would have done that. He did it, and I owe him a lot. So I just he's been in my thoughts.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. We've had a lot of beat writers come through this show. All of them bring a little something different, but the one consistent thread they have all brought was a hell of a lot of respect for Al. So I'm glad that you say that. Our thoughts and prayers to his family, and may you rest in peace. For us, if you want to reach out to us, get us a question, let us know we did a good job, bad job, any job, you can throw that to our email. That's huddle@warriorshuddle.com. And our only presence on social media is Twitter. That one's @WarriorsHuddle. With that in mind, go Warriors, hopefully. See you next week.
Good, good. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.